from around the world. Your suggestions and requests are always welcome. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:30. We'll have a look at weekend weather in 5 minutes. Ed Kieser says more rains in the forecast and cooler temperatures. First AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. All Champaign firefighters have been asked to go on duty as fire is sweeping through a downtown building under renovation. The building at Church and Neal formerly held an antique store called the Estate Sale. Fire Department spokeswoman Dina Schumacher says several calls alerted firefighters around 5:15 this morning. 19 vehicles are currently at the scene trying to bring the fire under control and keep it from spreading. There are no reports of injuries, but several downtown streets have been closed and traffic is being rerouted. Again, a fire at Church and Neal in downtown Champaign this morning, bringing in Champaign firefighters. All firefighters have been asked to go on duty, not necessarily at the scene, but at all stations. The Champaign County Nursing Home is preparing to borrow more money to make ends meet. But as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, this time it won't be from county coffers.
Administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says nursing home finances have been improving in recent months with the hiring of a consulting firm to help manage the facility. But he says they still need to catch up on losses from the first 8 months of the fiscal year. The nursing home plans to do that by borrowing from a bank against the property tax revenue they'll receive next year using a tax anticipation warrant. Buffenbarger says that with more residents in the home and a greater percentage of them paying privately instead of through Medicaid, the nursing home is finally on the road to a balanced budget.
We're finding now that as the payer mix changes and as our census goes up and as we're watching our labor hours a lot closer, that our financial condition is getting a lot healthier, which is why we don't think we'll have to borrow any money from the county next year and we'll be able to just live on what we earn.
The county board's finance committee endorsed a tax anticipation warrant last night for up to $805,000 for the nursing home. Part of that will pay for interest and fees on the loan. The full county board will take its vote November 20th. Champaign County Treasurer Dan Welch says he'll send the request for bids out to area banks next week. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District has received a federal grant to create programs preparing the community for pandemic flu. Acting Public Health Administrator Julie Pride says too many people believe flu isn't a serious disease, despite the fact that seasonal flu alone kills about 40,000 people each year. Another misconception that Pride says people have is that there's no risk for a flu outbreak.
A pandemic is inevitable. We don't know exactly what strain it will be or when it will happen, but we do know that we need to be prepared for it. It's not something you can just wake up one morning and say, uh-oh, there's a pandemic.
Most of the $578,000 federal grant will go toward helping area hospitals and clinics develop plans to make sure they continue to offer care if disaster strikes elsewhere. For example, it would help hospitals figure out what to do if a tornado destroyed part of their building or if a third of their workforce was sick because of an epidemic. The grant would also go toward public education about pandemic flu. Chicago Democrat Emil Jones is retiring from being Illinois Senate president, but he won't rule out being Illinois' new U.S. senator in Washington. Jones told the Associated Press yesterday he'd consider it a great honor if Governor Rob Blagojevich chose him to be Barack Obama's successor. The 73-year-old Chicago Democrat says he's too young to retire and has several options to remain active. Blagojevich has often lavished praise on Jones, but has set no deadline to name Obama's replacement. The successor would serve the remainder of the term, ending in January of 2011. Jones declined to say whether he would commit to run or not to run for the office in 2010 if he were appointed now. The governor, meanwhile, has begun his search to replace Obama's spot on the Senate, and whoever he ends up picking is bound to be a Democrat, but Illinois Republicans are already looking to try to take back that seat in the 2010 election. Former Governor Jim Edgar says his strategy would be to tie the replacement to the unpopular Blagojevich.
No matter who the governor appoints, that person has not been elected U.S. Senator. And I was also thinking how I would run that campaign, you know, in opposition was this person was appointed by Rod Blagojevich. I mean, it might be the first time we've ever had someone appointed to the U.S. Senate seat, a vacancy of major, and you refuse to have a picture taken with the person who made that appointment.
Edgar says Republicans have an opportunity in 2 years to make a comeback in the state by capitalizing on voters' frustrations with Blagojevich and the Democrats in charge of state government. But he says in order to win, any statewide candidate must be a moderate. He also says his party's viability depends on capturing the Latino vote. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign and Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
I guess we'll find out as the morning progresses what's going on in downtown Champaign with the apparent fire in a rather historic building at Church and Neal. So we'll keep tabs on that. Keep tabs on the weather, too. Cooler, and I guess we have a little taste from yesterday with the cooler temperatures and the on-and-off precipitation of what the weekend has in store for us.
Yeah, the weekend is not looking as good as last weekend, I can tell you that. For outdoor activities, it appears that we're going to have some cold weather and maybe a few showers as well. So it won't